This is tape number 3 of Big Cypress number 1, and we're at 15-24-23. Tape number 4, Big Cypress number 1, 15-24-23.
Susie is going to tell us about being a woman and being a mother and a wife is are also about the how to be a lady and not to disgrace your family or your claim by being a woman and a wife and a mother. And she is telling us that we should, our place is home and our place is when you go to your husband's family or your husband's people, that you must always learn how to be in your place and not to control the other claim that you're married to, that you should stay in your own claim even you are married to another claim. And as we were saying, the others was telling, that's what she's telling us, but back in our days, in my days, as I was growing up, and part of education she got as a being a mother and how to take care of your children and your husband and your home, what you must never do is not to bring a shame onto your family, how to demonstrate means. It don't have to be a word. It's by how you go in your life, and your place is by the fire. And the fire was giving it to you. So what you have to do is up to you how you control your life or how you perform your cooking, by fixing the corn, by preparing the meat that your husband brought. He brought a deer home. It is your place to see that meat is prepared for drying. And if it's a corn, you should be able to do that, because that's what is you was taught how to do and how to cook and how to prepare. And by doing that, and then if you have older people on your mother's side or on your husband's side, you must learn how to take care of them, that you must never put them down or put them out at your camp. They are your first priority. Take care of that older people, and that's what she was taught. And also, when you grow old, that like I am today, that I have great-great-grandchildren, but also, even you grow older, it is your place to have a home and to have a fire going, that's when your grandchildren will come back. But you must never stop teaching them what you have learned from your childhood, that they will be able to continue to be our people, says means Indian, and how to have respect for your claim. Is by your performance. Mostly it's by your performance. And if your performance is good, other claim will look at you and say, she was brought up very well to be a lady, which your performance will show. And it don't have to be your words, but it will be your way and your performance, how you show. And also, but if you get married and get into a claim, when you go to their place, and their camp, your place is to cook and feed them and take care of your husband. But you must never go and just sit down and expect your husband's side to cook and feed you, which is when you do that, you will bring a shame or disgrace on your family or your claim. And she's still talking, so that's what she said in that part. Okay, stop.
152606.
This is the main part I wanted to get. Susie is telling us that our Indian people have a knowledge of the Indian medicines that when other people, other claim, or other people, or even our own claim, sees that our home is really good, and we got a nice home and nice camp, and we are a good wife and a mother, that Indian medicine has been used sometimes to destroy our homes. But singing this song, you can protect your home. And also, in her days and Lena's days, they used to travel a lot because of the hunting season, and they would camp 2-3 weeks, or sometimes 2-3 months. Then they would continue during the seasons where the animals are, which was part of the mainly food. And if your husband bring a deer hide, if deer home, it's up to you to prepare the meat, and prepare the deer hide for the deer skin to make things for your family. And also, when you're gonna leave your camp, which you will come back, that you when you have to sing this song, that which your family must be together, protect your family together, and also your fire that you will live there will never, it will be gone, but it will never die. And you sing that song she just did, saying that was the first time I heard her saying that, and I didn't catch on too good, but he was saying that Forsaki, iti kitis tosha English kapalwe. And that's how she's singing that song. And I'm going to have to learn that song good the way I want it. But if you had put this and put your fire out as you go on to the next camp, but when you come back, your fire will still be there. You don't see the ashes, you don't see the flame, but the fire was still there because you use that medicine there before you leave. And also that was a part of her teaching, and that's what she teach our young generation today, especially her children, her grandchildren. Also, a part of she's saying is we have older generation that they didn't have that much divorces and separation today. But that's what she meant, that is how you can protect it from so many broken homes today, like I see today. And this is the song that you use and use it on your home so you can keep your family together. And that's what she said. I'm teaching today to my grandchildren or any children, any young people that will listen to me, that I will take that time, and I want them to come to me so they can have that knowledge that she want to share it with her generation. That's what she said. And this one, we are asking questions about, like myself and Mitty, and about our generation. We are asking her some questions about that song, how to protect your home and how to keep your fire burning. And she is saying that I have asked the questions of, okay, this is my camp, and I did that. But if I go from another camp, if I build another camp, could I do that? And she said, you can, but if you did this one first, then this is your main home, that it will always have the strength that you are going to come home to. And you must always pick the ones that you will. It will be the first home that you will keep it. Always have it. And that is the reason the song, How to Protect Your Home and Your Fire While You Are Not There, is a main one that you have to pick one, which you should sing that song and do that medicine there. But if you use a match, she said, you do that, sing that song and blow on your match and start the fire, which it will continue to be your home, your first home or your first camp, that you which always be there for you. And and the song she's singing was like she is calling some kind of animal, and that will protect you home, because some of that song is translated some in a Creek language. So that's how the Indian medicine is. And one song, and we are talking about, she said, this is short, so I'm sure all of you can learn. And what we discussed in there is, okay, there is four verses in there, but each one of them is repeated twice. So it should be eight verses, I guess. That's how much you would repeat it. But there's four sentences in there, but you have to repeat it twice, which turned into eight. And one of them is singing, but that's the kind of, that's the singing that she's singing. And, she said it was easy. It's not easy, but, you know, to her it is. And, I'm sure our younger generation will take that, you know, and go to her and learn it from her, which I have tried already, but I'm still getting a little bit mixed up on it, but I'm gonna continue. So my younger generation, maybe I'll be there to sing that song to them. I mean, that's what I want to do, and that's what I think many want to do. And so it's the other younger lady was sitting there. You hear her voice a little bit while ago, that you could do it if you're living in a house, if it's all right to do it to your stove. And she said, yes, as long as you got that match and do it to that match, that is the main thing, she said. So I thought it was pretty.
Okay. 15-3-1-0-5.
Midi asked the question of that. I have already have a fire, but which I have never used that medicine or the singing, and had never took care of my home with it. And if I learn that, is it too late for me to do it now, because I didn't know how to do that? And she says, no, it's not too late, because that was your fire, and you are cooking on it. And so there is nothing wrong with it. After you learn this, and you go back and use that when you light up your fire again, it is not too late to use that, regardless how many years you had been there using your fire. But if you use that from that day, it will be in the fire and will protect you. And from day on, and she says, when they don't use that, our people used to go around all over the state, camping, which I had seen it because I was part of that camping along with it. So that's why if you use that, then you don't go all the time and camp here and there every 2 months or 3 months out of your camp. Sometimes some people camp 5 times a year around. And she said, but if you do that, then, if you was to go somewhere and have to come back, that would be your home where your fire is. And I was in the, then after she said that, then I was, then they asked me, that they must did a videotape and another videotape. And she said, as soon as they get through saying, somebody translated. That's what they asked me. And I says, no, we get all this on tape. Then when they bring it back, we work on it, and I will translate that. That's what I was telling on the end. That's why I told you to stop. I wish they hadn't taken that. She just got over flu. She just got over flu. She had a bad flu. This is a story like we have every stories in the books, but our people we didn't write them. We had to learn them from our, we had to put it in our brains, and we have to tell it from. So she's one of the storytellers, and she's telling a story how a rabbit stole a fire for us. But rabbit happened to be known a liar and cheater. And so he come to the people, and he says, I can go across the water where there's a fire, and we don't have a fire here, but I can go across the water. Well, I will steal the fire and bring it back to you. And the people didn't believe him and said that you can't do that. You're just saying that. So she says, then the rabbit kept saying that. And rabbit is good getting away with lies and stealing and cheating. So they hold a council, a meeting, the people did, and says, let's go ahead and try him and see. Give him a chance to see if he would. And somebody said, when he crossed in that water, sharp gonna get him or something. Something's gonna get him in the water anyway. But he went and he wasn't gonna swim. So he went and had a raft, a kind of boat like where he can float on. He built it and got on, and he crossed the water to another land. And he know these people has a fire all the time going. And the fire in the evening when it gets dark, he kept sneaking in and got real close to that fire. And the more they put stuff on, the fire gets bigger and bigger. So he know sooner or later he have to go in, steal that fire, because he's going to have to. He told the people he could bring that fire back to prove them that he wasn't lying and he wasn't. But he happened to be known to be lying and cheating and stealing, so maybe he wanted to build his reputation as one time telling truth. So he said he said this was like a tarp or some kind of grease or something that would light. So what he did, he wrapped it around his head, and he wrapped it till it was long and tall over his head. And he went to the fire, and that's where we got cut off. That's where I tell you from that. Oh.
End of tape at 15:33:49. What did she say?
She didn't finish. But no. So the rabbit ran to the fire and got over the fire, and he ran through the fire. When he did, his big bundle head he had on top of it was wrapped around his head. He caught the fire, and it started burning. So he jumped in the water, but he kept his head above the water all the way across to the river, to the other side. When he got there, he still had the fire going, and he was gonna go and take that back to that people that he promised that he would bring him back. While he's on his way over there with that fire still on top of his head, then it start thundering and lightning. Then it start raining. To protect from the rain, he find a old dead tree was inside, inside was where there was a place he could get under the shade, to get under the shade to keep the fire going. And he got in. That was it. She didn't finish it. I wish she did it. I wonder what
it
she
might
said.
Be on the other tape.
Oh, could it be?